up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliance's.
That's right. And I couldn't be any more happy to be here than now, being able to do this, having the opportunity to be able to interview people that are making a difference in the world. And you can too, by listening, watching to what they have to say, because it's possible, as I strongly believe, for anyone. So what I like to do too is, and by the way too, thank you for the feedback that we continue to have. That's right, continue to have. When I had on the, are you ready for this? The co-founder of Priceline, who will also be coming up at our grand table. So make sure that you go to alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. Well, what I'd like to do next, we're going to be talking about healthcare. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that are going on in the industry and what you think it is, of what it may or may not be. And I'd like to invite to our show Mike Manu. He's an investor, a mentor, coached for decades, co-founded a nine-figure direct sales company, CEO and president of a medtech life science company focusing on revolutionizing cardiovascular health, chronic inflammation, and pain management. You're going to hear some amazing things from him today, and you can reach him by going to oxygenforlifeinc.com. We'll have that too on our banners below. We'll have it posted too, but it's oxygen, the number four, lifeinc.com. So welcome to the show, Mike. We're happy that you're here to it today.
Yeah, very excited to be here with you, David, here on a beautiful Friday morning in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Absolutely. All right. So let's just jump right in. First of all, you know, I consider you an expert within healthcare. You've seen a lot of things behind the scenes. You've talked with doctors, specialists, medical intuitives, really across the board. You're quite familiar. What are some of the biggest myths, though, in healthcare?
Wow, that's a big one right there. I think the biggest myth out there is the fact that all the diseases are caused by something different. That's why you go to a doctor, or people, even if they don't go to the doctor, they're taking this product for this, and they're taking this product for that, and they're taking this product for this, because they don't have a real understanding of human physiology. It's the most difficult track in science and in the medical field is physiology. It's very, very difficult. But when you understand human physiology and that we're all exactly the same on the inside, that there's one primary cause of all the inflammatory issues, you solve the one problem, you solve them all. It's very, very simple. Not all this crazy stuff we see out there with biohacking this and biohacking that. You don't need to do it. We didn't do that 100 years ago. And there was no diabetes. There was no heart disease. There was no cancer. There was no Alzheimer's, dementia. We didn't do it. So what did we do then that we're doing now that's different? And how do we fix it?
Absolutely. So the thing is you've launched this healthcare company, again, Oxygen for Life, Inc. Tell us about that and why you decided to do it. And you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, oxygenforlife.com without the ink was started back in early 2000s because oxygen, without oxygen, we have strokes, we have heart attacks, we get cancer. And without oxygen, the big one is we die. So it was all about oxygen. And I was involved with another manufacturer with getting oxygen into the bloodstream. But it wasn't until 2005 that I heard this scientist out of MIT state that it's the lack of oxygen at the cellular level, not in the bloodstream, that's the root cause of all disease. And that's validated in every medical textbook involving physiology, is that one issue. And then he went on to explain why that happens. Why do we lose the ability to get oxygen into the cell membrane? It's because of the bilipid membrane that surrounds the mitochondria. And what's happened over the last 75 years is everything we eat today is made with processed oils. And those oils don't spoil, which cause the food not to spoil. But then when we take them into the body, guess what happens? They get incorporated into every one of our 100 trillion cells. and then the cells don't function correctly. So that's the only thing that's changed. Most people know that the food supply is different, but why is it different? It's because of these oils that now cause every cell membrane to not function correctly.
Well, what I don't understand is that, you know, some of these countries have banned the oils that we're using.
Correct. Now, one of the problem we have, and most people think I'm a big conspiracy person. I'm just going to tell you that right now and have been for, you know, a long, long time. But it's not a conspiracy on the food side. You have to think of this. In the 1950s, 55, when we started to get interstate highways, and McDonald's was here in Southern California, and they're going to open one in New York and everything else. The food has to last a long time. No longer is it farm to table in your local area where you would eat it before it spoiled. In the 1800s, everything ate fresh. There was no ice boxes. The bread would go bad in 2 or 3 days because the oil that was made had no preservatives or chemicals in it. But in order for the food to be able to made in a manufacturer, get shipped to a warehouse, get shipped to the local store, then you go and buy it, you come home and the bread still lasts 2 weeks and never spoils. They had to use these chemicals in the cooking oils to prevent it from happening. That's all it is. So now if you know that, you can then add back into your diet on a daily basis in a try and eliminate a lot of that processed oil, an oil that has not been processed or unadulterated, and therefore the body can start using these good oils, and now your cells start to function correctly again.
Tell us more about Oxygen for Life. And again, we're interviewing Mike Manu, investor, coach for decades, co-founded a nine-figure direct sales company, and CEO, president of a medtech life science company focusing on revolutionizing cardiovascular health, chronic inflammation, and pain management. Go to oxygenforlifeinc.com. That's oxygen, the number 4, lifeinc.com.
So a lot of people obviously that are in the Alliance Network, the community I've been part of now for almost 4 years, know the backstory. Besides having this company I ran as a lifestyle business, I was also a coach, had a digital agency. So that's kind of what I came into alliances with, just all over the board until 2 years ago. My son Alex said, "Dad, why do you do everything wrong that you tell all your clients not to do? Why are you focusing on 3 things? Why don't we pick one?" He knew that what that one would be this, because it's my passion for 20, 30 years now. And that's when we started to focus more on Oxygen for Life. Things started to take off. Last year, we did a crowdfunding raise with the company. Last year, we got the exclusive license to our medical food that's only available through MDs, because our product solves a pathway deficiency in the body that leads to chronic inflammation. By using this product, we can work with 13 diseases, only available through MDs. We've also started on the path, because of the alliances, selling into the Department of Defense, the VA, Indian Health Services, FEMA, all the rest of that stuff. So that was our transition in from 2022 and 2023 on our product side. And then at the end of 2023, we got the exclusive United States rights to the most advanced non-invasive thermal imaging equipment in the world today. Our South Korean manufacturer was just here visiting and training at our beautiful 19,000 square foot facilities here in Scottsdale, Arizona. You've been here many times at many of our events. And so now we're taking this device into the commercial and the government marketplace, where an individual can have a simple scan done non-invasively, no radiation, non-invasive, and a physician can see where inflammation is starting to develop that may not, there's no symptoms. They don't even know. So early diagnosis is the most important thing at a very affordable cost. And then on the back end, why have the ability to know what's wrong with you and then not have a solution that actually works? So now we bring in our products that have been out there and patented for 20 years, whether you need the over-the-counter product or you need a stronger version of the same all-organic plant oils, through a medical practitioner. And then the doctor can chart the progression of healing within the body. As long as inflammation is present, whether you can feel it or not, that's what chronic inflammation is, the body can never heal itself. So we have a way in which we can do that, and all of it can be tracked on the medical device, and the patient can actually see the results, which ends up being long-term customers of our products.
Absolutely phenomenal. And I know you're working with a number of Alliance's members. Talk to us about what it's been like to be a member of Alliance's. There may be some people that are listening, watching now that, you know, maybe haven't even heard of Alliance's. Can you share that?
Yeah. Being in the marketing space, as long as I've been in it, you know, going to all the different networking events and joining different groups, Alliance's was the first one with a real community of people with various talents. And there's new people that show up every week. I mean, I can't say how much it's meant to the growth of our company in the last 2 years. I mean, we were already in business. We were already functioning. We were already in yet where we're going to go. But through people that we met at the Alliances, we got our connection into the Department of Defense. We got our two of our attorneys that are on board right now and work with us almost on a daily basis. We got our first CFO that came on board as an interim CFO that helped the company grow and scale. Countless people in Alliances are on our products, including yourself. And many of them have come to become investors in our company and are part of our growth in our community, which is what is more important to us. And then I'll probably save the big one that I'm sure you'll ask here in a minute to go in more detail about our relationship with the Alliances and why it was so important for us to do more with the Alliances and the community.
That's right. And we have a big announcement. In fact, would you like to steal the thunder of how now what is going on with Oxygen for Life, Inc.? And again, you can reach Mike Manu, Oxygen for Life, Inc. That's Oxygen, the number 4, Life, Inc. And that's INC.com to learn more and to reach out to him.
Sure. You know, this was what, last month and the month before, whatever it was, we started discussing this through our mutual attorney friends, Mark Saveda, who's been instrumental in our progress here with the company. And we reached out saying, hey, how can we be a sponsor of Alliances? How can we be like the Diamondbacks or the Phoenix Suns and the rest of the companies that are part of Alliance community? We wanted to be a bigger part of it because of what Alliances has meant to us. And we forged that agreement between you and Alliances and our company to where we're now a sponsor, corporate sponsor at the highest level. And as you know, every week, it's all about giving back to the community. And so much has come from the community for both my son, Alex, and myself. We wanted to give back. And this was the way in which we could be a bigger participant and player with the growth of Alliances across not only the United States, but the entire world.
And that certainly plays a critical role because you, by supporting Alliances, enables us to continue to do what we're doing and also affecting so many entrepreneurs, from those that are starting their business in their car all the way on up, and to continue to keep this engine going and getting stronger and stronger because of you being part of Alliances and certainly now our latest, newest sponsor. And of course, being in the healthcare, the first healthcare sponsorship we've ever had. You're very knowledgeable in the field. You know, I think this is important too, is, you know, you've been in, done more probably marketing campaigns, a variety of different businesses than anybody I know. And I think this is important. How do you feel the consumer itself has changed? You know, there's just seems to be now just a different environment, but I'd like to get your take on it, of how you see the consumer change, because you've launched gazillions of different campaigns.
Yeah, that's the good and the bad of what's going on in the industry today. I mean, back in the early 2000, you know, my first medical device was a chin strap to help prevent snoring. And I was hired by a company in 2002, and we did over $3 million in the first 9 months. And that company's gone on to do over $100 million to date. And all we had then was email. There was no social media then. There was no Facebook. I can't remember that old one that used to be around back then. But
MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace. That was just launching, but kind of going under. But today, there's so many choices that consumer has. And I think the most important thing is you have to really get succinct in your messaging and who your customer is. And I see that every day. And I see that with so many people is they're very unsure of who their target market is. And if you don't know, you're never going to be able to get the traction that you need because you're all over the board. You can't. And that was a problem for us because our product works with so many different diseases. We had to figure out which one was the best one we could get the biggest amount of traction in. And then don't change things. So, and that was kind of what Alex came back to me 2 years ago. I've always said with the company, you know, one product, one platform until you get to $1 million, and then continue to build through that one platform. But so many people will get started with something and get, you know, get it going, and they'll go do something else and something else because they hear everybody talk about multiple streams of income. Yeah, rich people have multiple streams of income, but when you're starting off as an entrepreneur, you can't afford to have multiple streams of income. You got to be focused 1,000%. And that's when we really grew within the Alliances community 2 years ago when I said, hey, let's focus. When we started focusing, everyone gravitated more to our company and myself than in the past. And I was still able to give better advice and better information to our Alliance community because they identified that, you know, I knew what I was talking about, as opposed to every week showing up with a different pitch. Be focused.
And that's the thing, right? I mean, yeah, we sometimes get out where we want to do everything and everything and everything at once. And I think that becomes so difficult. So if there was anything that you would change now, knowing what you know and the amount of knowledge, having started a ton of different companies and being very involved within healthcare, and certainly have been open to look at from the time of when you started Oxygen, right, to now, and how much has changed.
Yeah, even within the last 18 months, you know, of getting focused, and when you focus, you know, I can't think of all the little sayings right now, but, you know, energy flow, something about energy flowing and all that kind of good stuff. You know, that's how I found out about how to get into the Department of Defense 18 months ago or a year ago through some of the Alliances. When you're focused, things show up into your space. Okay. And that's probably the biggest takeaway that, you know, I just wanted to help so many people, but I had to focus on what my passion was. And thank goodness, Alex, who, you know, got me focused on that 2 years ago, last two years ago, February 25th, we incorporated finally Oxygen for Life Inc. in Delaware. And it's all changed since then.
Talk to us about the dynamics, because I think that it's a very sensitive point for a number of solopreneurs who are considering thinking or now working with a family member. You're very close with your son. You work with him. How's the dynamics of that? How's the relationship changed from, you know, father-son to now, you know, an active role that he has? And how do you keep the peace? Because it's natural with anybody who's so close. Or anybody you work with that, right? Even non-family members. But how do you keep the peace?
I don't know. You probably better ask him about yesterday or something, you know. But, you know, he was homeschooled since he was 10. So he was traveling with me when I would speak at events and on the phone all the time. So he grew up around that business environment. I remember taking him to his first ClickFunnels events. He was 15 years old in Las Vegas. So that would have been, I don't know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago. And he's like sitting there going, Dad, I don't understand any of this. I said, that's okay, you will. And then when he was 17, I come home and he's got a monitor going. He's got whiteboards out. He's got some of my books. He's going through everything. And he just one day, it just clicked. And he just wanted to be an entrepreneur and start doing this stuff. And he became very, you know, he had clients at 17, doctors running Facebook ads. And he created his first program to sell to business owners on how to set up your business profile, went out there and marketed the whole thing, didn't ask me for any input at all, put it all together. And then it was just kind of a natural transition into the healthcare space with me to where he's taking on a much bigger role. And as I've said at many of the events, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here right now. Because even though I know how to do all the things he's doing, I don't have the time to do all those things. So I kind of put that off on him because I trust him. Because he's been doing ads and writing campaigns and way before AI and all that stuff, he was doing it all on his own at 18, 19, 20 years old, which was quite an accomplishment for him to where now, you know, whether I need videos done, I need editing done, post-production work done, you know, our thermal lens machine, he knew as much as the guy from South Korea when he came in. Right. He actually ran that part of the demo, you know, he helped rewrite the manual so it was in better English. For the machines. So, but we still have our ups and downs. I still get upset when he doesn't do things I think he should know to go do. And he's like, Dad, I don't know what you want me to do. We need to have more of a board meeting and say, hey, you need to be on this, you need to be on that. And that's why we brought in another Alliance member, Brian Lifshitz. And we did a one-year deal with him so that Alex could now take tasks he's been assigned, do it once, and pass it off to somebody else who could then go and do and implement all the work so Alex can move to something else. And that's probably one of the hardest transitions for most entrepreneurs is how do I pass things off? You know, I learned 15 years ago, touch it once, pass it off. Don't keep repeating the same processes over and over again. Automate it, outsource it, do whatever you can. Otherwise, you'll never grow a company.
All right, interesting. We've got time for one more question. I think this is important too, is so much has evolved within Oxygen for Life, Inc. just within the past 30 days, 15 days. You know, I mean, it just continues. What do you see as kind of the ultimate of where you want it, what it will look like?
Well, the big thing is, as you know, last month I got a chance to go to Fort Detrick, Maryland for 5 days with a group of about 15 other individuals and go through the most advanced acquisition training by the United States Army. And I was the only civilian there. Everyone else had a military address. And I was kind of overwhelmed the first day. But after that, boom, it was all over with. So that's where our main focus is. We want to get our product into the U.S. Army first. They're looking at our Brivanta.com medical food for TBI and PTSD. It's the biggest problem they have. And we have the solution for it that we've already clinically proven. And then with the VA, it's for neuropathy and diabetic foot ulcer. So nothing will make me happier as once we get those agreements and those contracts in place, because of the millions of soldiers that are affected by these injuries, diseases every day. And we can not only solve it in the commercial space, but in the government space. They don't have any answers and they're desperately looking for solutions. And the drug companies haven't been any. They don't have any solutions and they keep looking. And as you know, you've met a lady who's pushing us that works for the DOD. She works at the highest level in the drug developmental for the US Army. And she's pushing us because she's seen what we have. But we have to follow the process that's been mandated on how we get in the front door by Congress. And so we're patiently waiting and ready to go. And that would make me more than happy to be able to help millions of our soldiers, past and present, with our products.
Excellent. And Mike, you definitely make a difference, not only within healthcare and what's going to be happening within healthcare and the new product launches, but also too in the community and people that you touch. And people are looking forward to all this. Continue to do what you're doing. Mike Manu, member of the Alliances, investor, mentor, coach for decades, co-founded a nine-figure direct sales company, CEO, president of MedTech Life Science Company, focusing on revolutionizing cardiovascular health. I take his stuff, chronic inflammation and pain management. Make sure you go to OxygenForLifeInc.com. That's Oxygen, the number 4, LifeInc.com. This has been David Kogan with the Alliances Hero Show. But now you got to dance with me, Mike. You got to kind of do that. There you go.